Okay, we are in Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are about 8-9 lines down. So let's just review where we're holding. So we said on Daf Mem Hey Amud Days, we said the Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha Amru Halacha Rabbi Shimon. They say the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. And we thought, therefore, that Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that we pass in like Rabbi Shimon, and we've said many times of Shimon Lesle Mukta. So we asked several kashas, which implied that Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds of Mukta. We gave several answers, and in the end, we said Ki Asar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yosef. He said Halacha. He said, "Am Rabbi Yechanan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda," that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, "Now I understand what they meant. That Amru halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, the leilei sfirle, meaning to say that Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds of mukta, and that's what we're holding." So, frag the Gemara kasha. Umi Amr Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, is this Taka Shitas Rabbi Yechanan? The Hamar Rabbi Yechanan, Halachik is the Mishnah. We know that Shitas Rabbi Yechanan in Shas is Halachik is the Mishnah. That is the Shita Rabbi Yechanan. We always pass in like the Stam Mishnah, meaning from the fact that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Seisim a Mishnah, that gives a certain Kayach, and we pass in like the Stam Mishnah. Vam Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Utnan, we revert back to this Mishnah in Kalim, which we quoted before. Moch Nishallah, the wheel of this carriage. We said, Bizman Shehi Nishmetis, if it's the type of wheel which comes on and off, Ein Chibur La, it's not connected to the Keli, and therefore if the carriage becomes Tameh, the wheel doesn't become Tameh. The Ein Nimdedis Hima, when it comes to assessing the shear of our Boyim Saw, we don't reckon the wheel in part of the shear of our Boyim Saw, the Ein Matzelis Ima Boyim Hameis, and the wheel cannot be used to be matzel and to make some type of imachitza. Regarding Tumas Oil, it's a separate entity. The Ein Gurin Oisa B'Shabbos V'Zman Sheyesh Olam Bais, you're not allowed to drag the wheel if there was money on it. And we were medayik ha'ein alema isharia v'apol gavda havole benesh moshes. But the diuk is that if there's no money on the wheel right now, even though there was money on the wheel benesh moshes, it's still going to be mutter. And that seemingly goes like Reb Shimon. Because remember, Reb Shimon was the one that we said that he doesn't hold of migud iskatzoi ben hashmashis iskatzoi lekuliyema. And it's meduyik that if there's no money on the wheel, let's say at 3 p.m. Shabbos afternoon, you're allowed to drag the wheel, even though in the ben hashmashis period there was money on the wheel. And according to Rabbi Yehuda holds of migud iskatzoi, such a thing would be aser. And we see that it's mutter because Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. So how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and he holds of Mukta? If he holds of Mukta, he would hold of Migudis Katsoi. And we say he paskins like the Stam Mishnah. And the diuk of the Stam Mishnah is Mashma. Even if there was money on the wheel, then Ashmashis, you're still allowed to drag it now that there's no money on the wheel right now. Because there's no din of migudis katzoi. Says the Gemara, Amrib Zera, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, Shlei Hoyu Ale Mo'is Kol Bein Ashmashes. Shlei Lishbor Devarim Shal Rabbi Yechanan. We'll have to make an Akimta, and we'll have to be Maimed the Mishnah, and say the case of the Mishnah is that we know for a fact that there was no money on the wheel the entire Bein Ashmashes period, in which case your dick falls away because the case was simply that there was no money on the wheel. And that's the reason why we are able to say that if there's no money on the wheel at 3 p.m. on Shabbos afternoon, you're allowed to be gerer the wheel, because we know also that there was no money on the wheel in the Bein HaShemashes period. And in a Hanami, lu yitzir, that there would have been money in the Bein Hashmashes period, and Achanani would have been Asr because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So that's all good. So at this stage, we're sticking with what we just said. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Mukta. On Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Pam Achas Halach Rabbi Le Diuspora, Vahoy Rabbi Menerok Rabbi Shimon Bener. So he said a statement which was a little bit cryptic and a little bit ambiguous, meaning it says that Rebbe went to Diaspora and he was Moira Ahira by Menorah Kerebi Shimon Biner. So the Gemara immediately asks, what exactly did he mean to say? Is that one thing or is it two things? Zibolo, Hira by Menorah Kerebi Shimon Biner Leteira, meaning did he make a Hira? Did he paskin on a Menorah the same way that Rabbi Shimon paskins on a ner to say that it's mutter? Is that what he meant to say? That's one thing. Rabbi Shimon biner le'etera. The second statement. So, with the two psakim, two hayrois, which Rabbi gave, or was it one hayra? Now the Gemara says, take it. Let's see Rashi. Iboilo. Rashi says, Iboilo, Chodo Hira Havoi, was it just one Hira? Vahachi Kamar Choy Rabbi Menera Let Hira, Rabbi Paskin Dona Menera, and mattered it, Kedar Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Matter Bener Yashin, just like Rabbi Shimon mattered and Ner Yashin, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Mukta Machmas Mius. So are we saying that Rabbi Paskin Dan Amaner and matted it in the same way that Rabbi Shimon Paskin Dan Amaner Yashin to matter it? Oidoma Shtei Hayrois Havo, or there were in fact two distinct Hayrois which he issued, Hay Rabbi Manera Leyasar. He Paskin Dan Amaner and he asked it, Kedar Maran, like we saw yesterday, Bidechidki, Vigazvinen Atu Cholyois. Meaning we said if you have a menorah, even though there are no distinct segments, and therefore there's no concern that you might put it together and be over a makib a patish, but it's just got grooves in it, and it looks like it might possibly have segments, and therefore he made a gzeira and he asered otu a case where there are segments. So Rebbe was hara b'mneira, and he asered ukeribi shimon hara b'ner la'teira. So were there two hayrois which he issued? Was it one hayra? And the Gemara remains with the teiko. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter of Malchia Ikla Lebei Rabbi Simloi. So he went to Rabbi Simloi's house, the Tiltal Shraga of Ikpid, and he was Metaltal a Shraga. Now what type of ner was this? The Rashi says Tiltal Shraga means a ner shakava. So it was a ner which was lit on that Shabbos, and it went out, meaning a regular ner, which was lit Friday evening, and then Shabbos afternoon, Rabbi Malchi was metaltal it. The ikpid, Rabbi Simloi, and Rabbi Simloi was makpid, clearly because Rabbi Simloi held like Rabbi Yehuda, and we would say, migud iskatzei ben ashmashes iskatzei lekuli yema. Another ma'aser, Rabbi Yosi Glila Ikla La'aser, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Total Shraga Ve'ikpid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. The same thing. He was makpid because he paskin like Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Avoyu Ki Ikla La'aser Rabbi Shimon Levi, and we saw before that Rabbi Shimon Levi says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So when Rabbi Avoyu went to Rabbi Shimon Levi's town, So he basically acted depending on the host. If the host was Machmer and Mukta, he was Machmer. The host was Mekel, he was Mekel. That's what the Gemara thinks. So if right, the Gemara Manoshach, what's going on? What type of Hanhag is this? Levit Kabuda. And why, just because you go to Bishimon Levi and Bishimon Levi is Mekel, are you going to be Mekel? Ikrib Shimon, Svirli, Levit Krib Shimon. You're allowed to be Mekel also. Says the Gemara now. Lailam, Karibi Shimon, Svirli. And therefore he holds, you're allowed to be Metalt. And there's no problem. He holds the Krib Shimon. Says the Gemara, Mishum Kvodei the Rabbi Yochanan who delay Havi Avid. And out of Kavod of Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't metalkal in his presence. If you look at Rashi says, La'ilam Krib Shimon Sphirle. The Sphirle de Aser, Lay Havi metal to lay L'chavoyed of Yishur ben Levi, the Leva de Sura. Very interesting. Meaning Rashi has a tzad that you might have thought, now, okay, you're Machmir and you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but you're now in the Asrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. You're in the place of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Maybe in deference to the Morada Asra, it's appropriate and Derech Eretz dictates that you should act in accordance with the psak of the host, and you should be metalkal something which, according to the host, is now muktzah. And that says Rashi, no, you're not allowed to do that. Meaning, we never say that Derech Eretz allows a person to do something which they themselves hold is Asa. That's what's coming out. There is an interesting discussion. We learned this morning. We have a Dir Shechabura at 9 a.m. when we've been learning in Hilchis Pesach. So there's a very interesting discussion. I mean, it really comes into Yarden Kufi Beis in the Siman of Pas Akum. That there's a very interesting halach in Pas Akum in Kufi Beis Sift Hezlov, that the Ramah says that if you are makbid not to eat Pas Akum, and you're eating together with people who are makel, and they eat Pas Akum, so the Ramah paskins that you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat the Pas Akum. And says the Ramah, because out of Eva, because you don't want to cause an argument and they're going to be angry with you and they're going to hate you and so on. And we say over there that you cannot extrapolate this to any other case, meaning it's specifically because pas was considered such a staple. I mean, in former times, that's what people ate. People ate bread primarily, and it was not uncommon to wash two or three times a day until fairly recently, in fact. When people are more affluent, people don't eat bread as much. They have all different types of other things. And therefore, we don't say this necessarily. That's kind of, it could be that nowadays there's room to be machmer and there's din. But in general, we don't say that if I'm machmer in something, I'm allowed to be maker because I don't want to upset my host and so on. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. If Lu Yitzur Rabbi Avoyu held Ladina, like Rabbi Yehuda, and that there is a problem of mukta, he wouldn't be able to be makel just because Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is makel. That you're not able to do. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shraga de Mishcha Shari Letal Tula. So if you have a ner which you used oil in it, you're allowed to be metaltal. The nefta also Letal Tula. But if you used it for neft, which has got a foul smell, so then you're not allowed to be metaltalit. You're not allowed to be metaltalit, seemingly implying that we hold of mukta machmas mius. Mukta machmas mius. Rab of Rabbi Yezu Darmitavayu, no, the nifte nefte nami sharlat al tula. Rashi says, five lines in the bottom, afishakava, kerebishim and the limois, because Rab and Rabbi Yezu hold of kerebishim, and we don't hold of mukta machmas mius. Fine. Says the Gemara, another Maisa, Rav Avia Ikla Lebe Rava. Rav Avia went and visited Rava. Havi Maisin Beikare Betina. And his shoes became dirty with Tina. They had some filth on the shoes. What did Rav Avia do? Asivia Puria Kame the Rava. So he placed his shoes on the bed in front of Rava. Ikpid Rava. So Rava was upset, Rashi says, Mishum Tinef Amita, because he caused the bed to be soiled. So Rava wanted to be Mitzayer of Avia. Rashi says, what does that mean? Meaning he thought it was a lack of Derech Eretz, and therefore he thought that he would ask him questions, and he would show him that he is incorrect. Some of the Achronim say that you find in many places in Shas that this was what it was a common thing that the Amoraim would try and put people in their place by asking them shailas. And maybe specifically over here, because maybe Rava felt it was a lack of derech eretz, and therefore, you know, derech eretz kadma l'Torah, and he's showing, asking him questions and showing he doesn't know the answer, and therefore, before even, you know, it's bad enough he doesn't know the answers, but you have to know derech eretz. I don't know, it's interesting. That's what he wanted to do. So Rava is now going to try and be mitzayer of Avya. So Amar Lei says, so Rav asked Rav Avya the following shayla: My time, Rabba, Rabbi Yisudamit Avayu Shraga Denefta Nami Shara Teltule. What's the reason if you have a dover most, you're allowed to be metaltulit? This is very interesting. Up until now, we have yet to ever explain what is the pshat in Muktzim Achmas Mias, according to Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds of Muktzah Machmas Mias, and that you're allowed to, meaning when I say holds, he holds it's not a problem. What is the reason? Why is it not a problem? We just said that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Muktzah Machmas Mias. He doesn't hold if there's any issue, there's any problem. So now Rava is really kind of speaking this out and asking Rav Avya. And he says, what is the reason? Why did Rav and Rabbi Yosef say, Shraga the Nefta, you're allowed to be metallical, which in essence, when you think about it, really is saying, why is there no problem of Muktzah Machmas Mias? Amarlei, he responded, Hoyo v'chazya lechsuyi ba mana. He said, or bahu mana. Being that this nair, you're able to use it to cover over a keli. Meaning you can use it as a glorified bottle stop. So therefore, it's not, you know, the fact that Yutaka would not use it, as we mentioned that there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon b'mitzias. Is a person going to use this shraga de nifta to put their salad in? It's mos. It's disgusting. And to the extent that it's mos, no one's going to use it. So nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon says, that doesn't make it asa betiltol. That doesn't make it mukta. So why taka not? So we're saying the reason why is because you can use it to cover over a keli. You could use it as a paperweight. So frek the Rava, elamahata, according to that, kol tzrei reisha b'chatzim metalpun hoyel v'chazi lechzei b'homana. So then pretty much all of mukta flies out the window, meaning even a pebble, even a stone, should not be mukta, to the extent that you're also able to use it as a paperweight. You can also use it for something else. So then, Gans Mukta is gone. And to which Rav Avya responded, now this is a very important line, Amalei, Zakt Rav Avya, ha ikat teras kli aleha. Ani leka teras kli aleha, alehen. Meaning, if you have a keli is considered to be mukhan insofar as it has teras kli. This is a kli. There are certain things which have an inherent hachana in them. It's a keli. A keli is a dover which is mishumash, something which you use, something which you're able to use. Just like we say in general, you know, if you've got, let's say you've got some crackers in your cupboard, and you had no idea that you had crackers in your cupboard. Shabbos afternoon, you open your cupboard, and you discover at the back of your cupboard some crackers. So are we going to say, oh, it's mukta? Because to the extent that you had no idea that you had crackers, and you didn't realize that one of your family members bought the crackers, you didn't know it was there, therefore you didn't have das for it, and therefore it's not going to be mukhan, it's going to be a mukta. We don't say that. We say that food is intrinsically, inherently mukhan. It's ready, it's available, it's accessible, it's mukhan. Something which has Teras Kli on it, it's Mukhan. So instead of Avya, that is the pshat. And again, I just think it's very revealing because here, finally, we're getting to a Hesber as to why Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Mukta Machmas Mius. I don't hold of it. There's Teras Kli. I mean, if you want to be Mavatal the Teras Kli, it's got to be a very substantial reason why you're going to be Mafkia, how you're going to remove the intrinsic teras kli from this item. So that's what he said. Hoyle v'chazi v'chzu b'hu mona. So only ha'ika teras kli. Hani leka teras kli alein. After all, said Rabbi Avya, Mi Lei Tanya, didn't we learn? Didn't we learn in Ma'id Katan? Didn't we learn that Hashirim Vanizdamim Vatabois Arein Kachala Kelem Hanitalim Chotza? So if you have bracelets, nose rings, and other types of rings, they are like all kelim which you are allowed to be metaltal in the chatzar. So let's just explain this. We're going to see later on that when it comes to jewelry, we're going to have when we get to perek, the fifth and the sixth perek, b'me'er behema is the fifth perek, and b'me'isha is the sixth perek. It's actually a shaila. Why is it that we preface b'me'er behema to b'me'er isha? Why do we preface things which an animal is allowed to go out on Shabbos before things that human beings and ladies can go out with? The Al-Kavanim, we know that the general rule is when it comes to a person is not carrying their clothing. I'm not carrying my jacket. I'm wearing my jacket. So clothing is considered to be nitfal to the person. So anything which a person wears, we say, you're wearing it, you're not carrying it. So when it comes to jewelry, we say the same thing. Jewelry is there to adorn, it's there to enhance beauty and so on. It's considered to be something which is bottle to the person, it's attached it. So mi'ikra din, a person is allowed to wear jewelry, providing that it's the type of jewelry which is normal, and therefore it's considered to be attached it for the person. Nevertheless, Chazal made a gzerah that there are times that we are concerned that maybe a person is going to take the jewelry off and show it to their friend, and they're going to walk in the Rosh Hashanah. So there's a gzerah that a woman is going to be sholfa umachfia. She's going to take it off, and she's going to walk, and she's going to show it to her friend. So we're going to restrict certain types of jewelry. Nevertheless, we say that Harayin Kakala Kalem and Itala Machatz, that we still say you're allowed to be metalkalit. Valmarullah says the Gemara, Matam, Hoyle the Ika Teras Klialehen, because at the end of the day, this is a bracelet, this is a ring, this is a Kali, and therefore it's not going to lose its intrinsic hachana, even if there happens to be a reason why I'm not able to wear it outside of the chatzah for fear that you might take it off. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Harei hein kechol ha-kelim. So Rashi, Apo pi she'asel lotzis behen l'rishus ha-rabim. You can't go into the rishus ha-rabim. Kedar mina peperek b'mei she yotza. Gezeira dil m'shalfo machvia, because maybe she'll take it off and she'll show it to her friend. Miud teiras kli aleihen u'mutel etatel and shleike derech ha-malbush. You can still pick it up and walk around with it. It doesn't make it into mukta. Elamai, the reason why is because it's got teres kli. So said Rab Avya to Rava, I don't hear your problem. The reason why you can be matalta is because it's got teres kli. Achanami, hoyo v'ikut teres kli aleihen. That's the reason why if you have a shraga de nefta, even though it is mos, and even though you're right, yeah, no one's going to use it for their food because it's mos, but it's not mafkia, the teras kli. So Rav Avya defended his position. To which the Gemara concludes, Amram Nachum Bar Yitzchak Baruch Rachmana Toleika Sifei Rav Ola Rav Avya. Baruch Hashem, that Hashem gave Chachma to Rav Avya, and Rava was not able to be mevayish him with questions, with shailas and so on. Good. Says the one like this, Romile Abaya the Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following stira. Tanya, on the one hand, we learned in the Braisa, Moser Hashem and Shabbaner Vishabakara, Asa Vrikshim and Mata. If you have leftover oil in the Ner, in the Ka'ara, it's Asa according to Tanakama, according to Buda, and according to Vrikshim, it's Mutter. Alma Vrikshim and lastly Mukta. Elamai, we see that Rav Shimon does not hold of Muktzah. We don't say something which was set aside, it remains Asa. We don't say that. V'riminu, I'll ask you a steer in Shittas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, Eimer, Kol she'ein mumay nikar mi'erev yomtev, ein zemin amuchan. So we spoke yesterday, I believe, about shechting on yomtev. We said you're allowed to shecht an animal on yomtev, and so on. So let's say you have a Bechar, which is, so a Bechar you have to be makriv. If it develops a mum, so if it, once it has a mum, so then it loses its kedusha and you're allowed to be makriv, you're allowed to shecht it. So it says of Shimon, but if the mum was not nikkur me erev yom tov, and now it becomes nikkur on yom tov, ein zem min hamuchen. So we see that even though right now there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to shecht it, the fact that it wasn't muchan yesterday has mukta implications. So too, at the beginning of Shabbos, the oil was off limits. So what do I say that because now there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to take the oil, it's mutter, you see the Reb Shimon holds of mukta. That is the Gemara Stira. Says the Gemara name. Oh, that's not a kasha. Shaila, if you should say hasa or hacha, in a sense, it does read a little bit easier if you say hacha, meaning hacha over here in our sugya. When it comes to ner, the reason why Reb Shimon is makel, and when you chance upon this leftover oil an hour after it's been extinguished, why does Reb Shimon say you can take it? Because hacha adam yeshivu metzapa emesetich b'nerai. A person is anticipating the ner going out. I mean, the person knows that the ner is not going to last the whole Shabbos. So in anticipation, not that the person wants the ner to go out, but a person knows that it's going to go out, and so to speak, they're anticipating, they're waiting to see how long it's going to burn for, and they're waiting to see when it's going to go out, and they're aware of the fact that it's going to go out, and they're aware of the fact that there will be some oil left over. So to the extent that they're aware that there's going to be some oil left over, they're expecting it, and that's the reason why it's not muktzah. Whereas in the case of Bechar, Hacha, Adam, Yeshiva, Metzapa, Masa, Yipa, Beimum, do we say such a thing? We don't say that. After all, Meimar Amr, the fellow will surely say, number one, Meimar, Denafa, Beimum. Number one, the guy says, look, Meichateso, that the animal is going to get a mum in the first place. Who says it's going to get a blemish? And if it gets a blemish, mi yemar denafel beimum kavua. Who says it'll be the type of blemish that is the type which matters me to shecht it? I mean, it's got to be a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, as opposed to a mum over, a temporary blemish. And number three, vim timtzel leimar denafel beimum kavua. And even if you want to say that it gets a mum kavua, who says that the Chacham will be able to come and paskin on it? Rashi says in the first wide line, who says that I'm going to be able to find the Chacham who's going to be willing to come to my house on Yom Tov and paskin on it? So we have three reasons to say that a person has no anticipation whatsoever to be able to shecht. There's a din in the Rishonim if you need all of these three reasons. Is it all three reasons? What if you only have two reasons? What if you only have one reason? Tesis speaks about it. Bal Kapana, the Gemara is saying that that is the answer between the case of Ner and the case of Bechar. By the case of Ner, you know the Metzias that it's going to be Nichba, it's going to extinguish, and there is an anticipation that it's going to go out, and therefore it's now Mukta. Mashing it over here, there's no reason for you to assume that it's going to be Mutter, in which case, that's the reason why he says it is Mukta. Good. So Masiv Rami Bachama, they'll ask a different kasha. Mefirin Nadarim b'Shabbos, v'nishalin l'Nadarim shehein l'tzerach haShabbos. So number one, a Baal is able to be made for a Nidre Ishtay on Shabbos. Right? We know that the Baal is made for Nidre Ishtay. And we know that he's made for Nidre Ishtay b'yom Shamay, on the day that he hears it. And the second thing is that one is able to be shoyal a chacham on a neder which was done l'tzerich Shabbos. Fine. So Rashi says, "Kigay nader shlo yechal hayom." A person makes a neder, they're not going to eat today, and now it's through the Shabbos, so they're allowed to be shoyl for Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, so what's the pshat? According to what you just said, that in situations which are out of your control, situations which are not biyadcha, you're not necessarily able to control, you are reliant on other people, we said it's not, it doesn't make it muchan, so v'amai. Lema mi yemar demizdakik labau. Who says that the husband will be nizkak to his wife, to be made for the nether, and maybe the husband will be mekayim the nether. So why should, let's say, if a woman made a nether saying that she's not going to eat vegetables today, so we say that mefir nedar b'Shabbos, and the woman is able to eat these vegetables on Shabbos, it's not considered to be muktzah. But why? Who says the Baal will be nizkat to his wife? Who says that he will be made for the nedarim of his wife, and maybe he'll be mekayim the nether? So in the event that he is made for the nether, why do we say that the woman is allowed to eat the vegetables? Why don't we say that it became muktzah? There's an interesting kasha in Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, Mi yemar demizdakik la baal. Frag Tosfos, va'afal gab de perish nadr mehem enam muktzah le'inyan tilto. The hazu l'shar b'nei adam. Meaning usually, to the extent that someone else is able to access it and use it and benefit from it, then it doesn't become muktzah. Meaning, for instance, truma is not muktzah on Shabbos. I, the Yisrael, is not allowed to eat the truma. You're right, but a kohen is allowed to eat the truma. Wine, a bottle of wine, will not necessarily become muktzah, even for the nazir to be metaltol. I, he's not allowed to drink it, but someone who's not a nazir is allowed to drink it. So, fractasis, so what if the woman made a nether and she asked herself from having vegetables? So what? The chazal shai b'nei adam. Says Tosfos mikol makim islan lemeimar migudis katzoi bein hashmashes ma'achilasam iskatzoi lekule yoyma. Now we'll come back to this answer in one second. The second answer Tosfos is inami mairi bepeire shala v'asrasen lechol adam. So that answer in a sense is easier. She's got vegetables and she says, I'm asking these vegetables on myself and on everyone. Okay, so then we could hear that maybe that is considered to be a muktzah because it's asa to everyone. First answer is quite interesting. Well, what's the answer? I mean, she made a nether, she asked it herself on vegetables. Fractase says, well, so what? The fact that you asked the vegetables on yourself, but it's mutzah to everyone else. This says, no, we should still say, migud iskatzai ben ashmashas, iskatzai lekuli yema. Number one, like, what actually does the answer mean? I mean, why would we say migud iskatzoi benesh mashes ma'achilasen? I mean, but why is it iskatzoi benesh mashes ma'achilasen to the extent that someone else is able to eat it? Number one. And number two, what I think is quite illuminating is that we're going here in Shitas Rav Shimon. The Gemara is asking a kash in Rav Shimon. Meaning we're asking a steer within Shitas Rav Shimon. And Tosfos is answering that we should still say migud iskatzoi. Up until now, we haven't mentioned migud iskatzoi b'nesh mashas iskatzoi l'kula yoma in Rav Shimon. On the contrary, every time when we said Rav Shimon l'asrei mukta, very often we meant to say he doesn't hold to this migud iskatzoi. And here the Gemara is saying, no, we should say, Tosfos is saying, we will say migud iskatzoi from the achila iskatzoi l'kula yoma. So it's interesting. So you see l'chera that shma mina, that there is room for migud iskatzoi ben hashmashes iskatzoi l'kula yoma, even according to Rav Shimon. But as far as that, like what the actual pshat in Tosfos is, tzarich iyun as to what the answer is. V'akopanim, what's the kasha? So the kasha was, so why would we say that the woman's allowed to eat this food? Who says that her husband will be made for? So we answer now. Hasam gedra pinchas mishmei derava. The reason why over there it's okay is because of rapinchas b'shem rava. The amar rapinchas mishmei derava kol ha'nederes al das bayle hi'nederes. when a woman makes a neder, she is doing it al das baila. Zog to Rashi, amenasim yiritzah habal. V'samcha alea demizdakik la b'yom shamoyu. Meaning she knows that her husband will be nizkak. He will, so to speak, listen to her neder the day he hears it, because he only has yom shamoyu to be meithor or be mekayim the neder, and she makes the neder on condition that if he wants it, the neder is mekuyim. If he doesn't want it, the neder is not mekuyim. And she knows that when she makes nedarim, she makes nedarim al das baala, and it's only b'yom shamoy. And therefore, definitely he's going to go ahead and hear the neder b'yom shamoy, because if he doesn't hear b'yom shamoy, then he loses his ability to be made for the neder. And she made the neder al das yirtza, and therefore in the event that he's made for it, we say it's not considered to be muktza. Good. Frag the Gemara, Toshma, Nishalin, Lenadarim, Shel, Serech, HaShabbos, V'Shabbos. We said you can go and be Shel, Echacham, on Nadarim, which is Letzer, HaShabbos, V'Shabbos. Amai, Lema, Miyem, Redim, Zdakit, Lechacham, who says that the Chacham will be willing to come on Shabbos, meaning the Chacham will say, I'm very sorry, it's my day off, I'm busy with a family, I don't want to start to hear your nedarim and to try and find the Pesach and Harata, and therefore come back to Beis Din Monday morning, Sunday morning. So, as I frag the Gemara, and therefore, why would we say, even in the event that he's mat the neder, why do we say that it's mochan? We should say it's muktza, because mi yema de mizdak lechacham. So we say, no, awesome, ilay mizdak lechacham. Meaning it's fairly easy to be matar nether. Even if you don't have a chacham, you can be matar nether with gimel adyotis. Whereas, hach, in the case of Bechar, mi yemer de mizdakik le chacham, and there is a requirement that you need to have a chacham who is well versed in the halachas of Bechar and Mumim, and therefore, because it's very possible that you won't find someone and it's not biyadcha, therefore, in that case, Rav Shimon says that it's going to be muktza. Fine. Sounds like a new thing. Rami le Abaye le Yosef, frek the Abaye le Yosef, the following stira. Mi am Rav Shimon kafsa muta le taltala, kafsa in le kafsa loi. So is it true that Rav Shimon says that only if the ner is extinguished are you able to be metal to lit? But so long as it's lit, you're not able to be metal to lit. My time adoma bahadid de nakit log kavsa. What is the concern that maybe when you move it, when you carry it, it's going to be extinguished? What do you mean? Hajamin and Leila of Shimon, the Amr Davishim is Gavin and his mutter. But Shitas of Shimon is, the Davishim is Gavin is mutter. Right? In Pashtas we think that mutter means it's mutter lachatchila. The Tanya Reb Shimon Eimer Geir Adam Kisei Mita V'Safsal. You can drag a chair, a bed, and a bench. Ubelgadli is Gavin Lasis Chutz, as long as you don't have intention to make a groove, and as long as it's not a psikreisha, as long as it's not inevitable. So, what is the concern that I'm not allowed to carry this ner because maybe it's going to be extinguished? Reb Shimon doesn't hold Davishim Miskaven is a problem. So, and for the Gemara, he says like this. No. Kaleh adachim mechaven iki surdi araisa. Kile mechaven gazrib shimon medrabon. So, in a situation, were you to have intent, were you to have kavana, there would be an issur araisa. Even if you don't have kavana, Rab Shimon is going to asrit medrabon. So, Davishim Miskaven, says the Gemara, is going to be asrit medrabon. And in situations where even if you have kavana, it's only going to be asim mid rabbanan. Kilei mechaven shariv shemen lachatchila. So if you don't have any kavana, it's going to be mutter to do even lachatchila. That's what the Gemara says. Let's just see Rashi. Rashi says isur di araisa kibui is an av malacha, who to extinguish is an av malacha. Charetz Lakisur Diraisa, whereas making a groove from a bench is not awesome Diraisa. Why? The Chayfer Kalachiyatu. Because you are making a groove in a backhanded manner. The Chayfer Damal Kaman told the Chayrish Chayiv Hanimila Chayfer Kedarkri. Bemar of a Kardim, if you use regular Kalim. But if you do it in an abnormal manner, then it's Mutter. So that's the reason why Shimon says, Geir Adam Kisei Mita Vesafsal, because that's an abnormal type of Haritz and Harish and so on. That's what the Gemara thinks at this stage. So again, going back to the original Kasha, was, why is it that Shimon says that you are only allowed to be metal to the Ner once it's extinguished, but if it's not extinguished, you can't, because you might be Mechabit. He says you're allowed to drag a bench. There it is, because dragging the bench, even if you make a groove, it's only the Rabbanim. Whereas extinguishing it, that would be a normal way of extinguishing it. And therefore, that's the reason why it's only Mutatimim Metalto once it's extinguished. Frag B'Yamar, that's simply not true. That's not true. Masa Rava, Mechriksus. Someone is selling clothing. And they want to show the potential customers what the clothing looks like. And therefore, they're putting the clothing on. Mechriksus, Mechrin Kedarkon. You're allowed to sell it normally, even if you're wearing it, even if there is shatnez in the clothing. As long as you don't have intention to be nene. Rashi says, Mechrin Kedarkon, the filo shal kilayim, loiv shela haris b'shuk, as long as you don't have intention for hanos chimum in the summer because of the summer, the winter because of the winter, and so on. But snuin nafshilin b'makal achereyim. Those people who are medactic, they will not actually wear it. I va'achadachim mechavin isura diaraisa ika kilei mechavin shari reb shimon chatchila. And in this case, surely if you have intention to be nana from the beged, there's going to be an issa d'iraisa. And if you don't have intention, it's mota l'chatchila. So you see, very important klal, that shitas of Shimon is the davar she'ena miskaven is mota l'chatchila. It's mota l'chatchila. There's no issa d'rabban whatsoever. So we're still holding by our original kasha. So one more time. The kasha was that Rav Shimon said, and the only time it's mutter to be metalt on the ner is once the ner has been extinguished. But so long as it's not extinguished, you're not allowed to be metalt. What are we concerned? That maybe it's going to go out? Rav Shimon says, Dovashim Iskavan is mutter l'chatchila. So what's the chat? So this is finally the maskana of the sugya. Finally getting to the maskana. Elam Rava. Hanach l'ner shemen upsila. Leave over this case of Ner, Shemen, and Psila, Hoyel, what does the Bach say? Venasim, all those three things become a bosses, Ladavra, Asur. Meaning Rabbi Shimon, Hitaki doesn't hold of Mukta. He doesn't hold Davish and Miskaven as a problem, not Midiraisa, not the Rabbanan. Why does he only allow you to be Metal to the Ner once it goes out? Because so long as there is a candle burning, there's a problem of basis ladavra asa. Zagrashi, ladavra asa, lishal hevis, meaning the receptacle, the ner, and the shaman, and the psila, it's a basis to the candle, to the flame. The bechi hai mukta meidir Rav Shimon. This type of mukta Rav Shimon holds of, shahakli tafa lishal hevis, but oydaboy, whilst it's still there, v'lav mishum nechayish l'kviya. It's not because he's concerned about kviya that it's going to be extinguished. Mitzad that, davishin miskaven is mutter l'chatchila. But the concern is bosses, which Rashi says means moishav, as kanim etagimin and besisei. So it's very interesting. We're saying l'maskana, the reason why the case where you're not allowed to be metzalfel a ner, according to Shimon, is because of Basas Ladavra Asa. There is a Rashba in Beitza, at the beginning of the Sechna of Bezim and Aleph, where the Rashba says that this din this that we're saying of Basis is only in Reb Shimon, meaning it's only in the world of Reb Shimon that he holds Davish and Miskavein is Mutter L'Chatchila, that we need to come on to a new type of Isser, of Basis L'Davar Asser. But says the Rashba, but according to Reb Yehuda, who says before it goes out, it's also to be metaltal, because maybe when you carry it, it's going to be extinguished. So we can say the reason why it's also is because migad is katzoy lebein hashmashes, is katzoy lekuliyema, because it's mukta machmas iser. I'm not allowed to be metaltal it, because maybe there's going to be an iser of kibui, according to Yehuda. So it comes out, lemaskana, at the end of the day, why am I not allowed to be metaltal a ner, so long as the candle is burning, the oil is burning? According to Shimon, it's because of Basis. According to Yehuda, it's because of Mukta Machmas Isser. It's also interesting, so when we say it's a Basis to the Shalheves, to the flame. So the Ritva says that the Shalheves is Aser, it's Aser to touch the flame. At the end of the day, we're saying everything is a basis to the flame. So, what's wrong with the flame? So, it must be that the flame is a type of mukta. Says the Ritva, it's aser liga b'shemen. You're not allowed to touch the flame. So, the Chazanish explains and says that the flame is like eitzim v'avonim. It's like eitzim v'avonim. So, in other words, just like Eitzim Avonim is something which is Mukta Machmas Gufoi, because it simply doesn't have a function, unless a person is Mazmin the Evan with a Yichud Elamis, and a person says, I intend to use this Evan as a paperweight, because it's a perfect shape and a perfect size and it's a perfect weight. Otherwise, Stam Avonim are considered to be useless. It's not the type of thing which is in my world, which I'm able to use. I need to be miyachadit. Says the Chazon Ish, so to the flame, is considered to be a muktzmach mosgufay. And it could also be that every second it's like a new flame. It's not the type of thing which you're ever able to be miyachad and be mazmin, and therefore the flame is also ligaboy, and it's a type of muktzmach mosgufay, just like Eitzim and Avonim. Okay, let's see a little bit further. Says the Gemara like this: Amr Reb Zeira, Amr Reb Asi, Amr Reb Yochanan, Amr Reb Chanina, says Rebbe Rumnus, Li hiter Rebbe l'taltal machta be'efra. So says Rebbe Rumnus that Rebbe allowed me to be metaltal my shovel with the efer inside it. Says Rashi, Amr Rumnus Li hit a Rebbe Latalta Machta Shalavaina. So it was a Machta which had Levine and had frankincense with Aether. Says Rashi, Be Ephra im Ephra Ka'amar Sha Aether Mukta Veloy Hayu Trichen Lai. I didn't need the ashes. The Ashmein and the Agav Machta the Ikateris Kliolaha Tiltala im Ephra. Meaning, I've got the machta. The machta is like a little shovel, and it's like a little dustpan, let's say. And the dustpan is filled with aether, and says Rebbe Rumnus, Rebbe allowed me to pick up the dustpan with the ashes and move it around, even though the ashes we think are mukta. So says the Gemara. So Amalei Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Asi. What's going on? Me Amar Rebbe Yechon Hachi. Meaning it's Reb Zeira, B'shem Reb Asi, B'shem Reb Yechanan, B'shem Reb Chanina, B'shem Reb Rumnus. So frek Reb Zeira to Reb Asi. Is it that Reb Yechanan say such a thing? V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, later on in the Masechta, Neitla Adam B'noi, V'Evan B'yadei. A person is allowed to carry his child, even though the child is carrying a stone, a kalkala, or you can carry a basket of fruit, even though there's a stone inside. V'yomer Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, B'kalkala Melei Peres, the only heter is because it's filled with fruit, and Taimadiz Bapeira, it's only because it's filled with fruit. But if it's just a kalkala with a stone inside, it's mukta. So how could we say that if you have a dustpan filled with ash, it's mutter betilto? Surely it's going to be asa, because the afer is mukta. Says Rashi, make l'adam hakalkala b'shabas v'ha even b'secha, and it's only zakta birch because there's fruit inside, halakha pri'loi. Why the klinas a basis la evan? Because the kli becomes a basis for the evan. Ut feilaloi, u bato teras kli didei. Interesting, hagdara in Rashi, when we speak about basis la davra asr, the kli becomes ancillary to the mukta, and therefore bato teras kli didei. Vachanami nasis machta basis la ether. So this dustpan becomes bosses to the ether. Rabbi Yochanan Shamin Leila El, the Rabbi Yehuda is Sfirli. We know, we heard that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds of Mukta. So, Fregdi Gemara Kasha. So what's the pshat? How could he allow it? The Mashal here asks a Kasha. He says, L'chira Kasha. Kaven Hai Efer Muktahu. Lurik Shimon Nami Nasa Hamachta Bosses Ladavar Aser Kamei Bemita Shishalei Mois Ukamei Kinadis Babetsis Efreach Kamei Nervi Shemin Upsila the Halhana Nasa Bosses Ladavar Aser Aflurib Shimon. So, Frek the Mashah Akasha on Rashi. Why is Rashi saying that Shaminin lay Lurib Yerchim and that he holds like Rib Yudah? Surely, even in the world of Rib Shimon also holds a Bosses. L'davar ha'aser. Says the Masha, v'yish leimer da ether gufe l'Rabbi Shimon le'nasu mukta. Says the Masha, according to Shimon, the ether is not mukta. And this is going to be a difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shimon, it's not considered to be mukta. Kaven the chazu l'midi b'shabbos. Because it can be used for something useful on Shabbos. Lachasis reik, betzaya, to cover over a spit, or dirt, and so on. And like the Mefarshim say, Masha ein kein, they say, Rav Yehuda, tzarech leimer dehavi efer mukta de'enu miyuchad v'tashmish. It's not something which is miyuchad v'tashmish. So Rabbi Shimon is more makel in what is considered to be something which is available, something which you're able to use, something which is not going to be a mukta. So to the extent that it's got a useful purpose, then it's okay. And that's the ha'ara of the mashah, that seems to be an obvious question, that the Rashi is setting up the kasha, that the only reason why it's mutter, I'm sorry, the reason why we should say it's os is because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it should be os, and we didn't bosses. So that is the kasha which Reb Zera asked Reb Asi. Says the Gemara is shleimim kishar chada. So he was temporarily stunned and quiet. He didn't have an answer. The Amar, and then he said, "Achanami the isba kartin." We'll make a new kimt over here, and we'll say that there are bits of levoina inside this dustpan, and that's going to matter it. Zagashi. The isbe karten shnishtai rumina ur v'levoina the chazil ariyach v'agil levoina metalta l'machim ephra. So the reason why you could do metalta is because you've got afer and levoina and agav the levoina, which you don't want to spill out if you empty out the dustpan. Agav the levoina, you could be metalta the afer. Dumi the kalkala malaya peiris v'evam b'seicha, then agav the peiris, you could be metalta even with the Eben inside. That's what the Gemara says. So, Amr Abaya, Tartan Be Rebbe, Mi Hashivi, do you want to tell me these tiny little bits and Shirayim of leftover Levoina, does that have any Hashivas? I mean, after, come on, Rebbe, Rashi says, Be Rebbe, the Nasi V'Asha Havo. He was a wealthy man. So surely these tiny bits of Levoina are negligible. Chitema, Chazul Aniyim, maybe you want to say that it's a Reil Aniyim, V'atanya b'gani emani and b'gashi emashirim. Avadani emashirim loy. If you have something which is only roiv aniyim, that doesn't make it muchan for ashirim. Alam rabaya made it a havi agrav shol rei. The reason why he allowed him to be mutalfa is because it's a davar ma'os. It's objectively disgusting. It's like a bedpan. And a bedpan, the graph, is the pan of rei, which is used for tzaya. And a graf shel rei is muta b'tzotol. So, and we know that a graf shel rei is pretty much a term which we use to anything which is disgusting, even though it's mukta, that once it becomes so revolting, you're allowed to take it out. So too, if it's filled with filthy ashes, you're allowed to be metalfa it, because it's like a graf shel rei. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Good. Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. Hada Graf Shel Rei Mois V'Hailei Mois. I mean, what is so disgusting about some ash? It's not disgusting. V'Oid Graf Shel Rei Migli. Graf Shel Rei is exposed. And that's why you can be metalfa it. V'Hai Mechsi. Whereas this is covered over. So therefore, that's not going to be a Hetzer Tiltol. You shouldn't be allowed to take it. Alamarava, you know what the pshat is? Ki havin aver of Nachman when I was by of Nachman, hava metaltilin kenuna agad kitzma. When I was by the house of Nachman, he used to be metaltil a copper keli, and it had ash inside. Hava gav the ika le shivri eitzim, and even though it had bits of wood inside, that he was metaltil it. So too over here. What's the pshat? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Kenuna is klina chayshis. Shemivin boi ha'ur lefnei sarim leishamim. Agav kitzme. Agav the ashes. What does that mean? Shehoyu tzrichim le'efrei lechasis rei ketzaya. Meaning the reason why they allowed the tiltal is because they actually wanted to use the ash. They wanted to use the ash for tiltol, to be mechasavi, reik, or the tzaya. So that's the reason. I mean, we thought originally that the ash was the problem. Now we're saying no. The ash is actually okay. The ash is serving a function. The ash is what I'm using to cover over the reik and the tzaya. So even though there are bits of wood, and the bits of wood are not roi for shimosh, nevertheless, it's okay. So it's over here. I actually want to use the ash over here, and I'm allowed to be metaltal this dustpan with the ash, even though there might be a little bit, there might be bits of wood inside, it's still going to be mutter to do. Let's just see the last line of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara Kasha, Mezvei, so the Gemara asks Kasha, the Shovin, meaning both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who disagree by a Neri Yashon. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Muktzah Machmas Mius, and he asks, and Rabbi Shimon matters, they both agree, Shim Yeish Ba Shivri Psila, Sha'asa L'Taltel, that if it's got little bits of Psila, it's also to be metaltal, because the ner became a basis to the bits of psila. So still, how can you tell me that you're allowed to be metaltal this knuna with the shivri eitzim? Surely the shivri eitzim are mukta, and therefore the ner became a basis to those bits inside. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya b'galila shanu. Nay, not braisa. Was referring to people who live in the Galil, but they don't have Pishtan. Pishtan was not Matsui in the Galil, and therefore if there's little bits of Pishtan left over, it is considered to be Chashuv. It's going to be considered to be more Chashuv to them than the Shemen inside the Ner, and therefore it's considered to be a Basis to the bits of Shemen, to the bits of Pishtan inside, and therefore it's a problem of Basis. But in other places where the psila is not considered to be more chashuv than the shemen, then the ner is a basis to both iser and heter, and therefore it's going to be mutal. So too back in our case, in this case of kenuna, which has got ash and shivri eitzim, the little bits of Shivri Eitzim are not considered to be more chashuv than the ash itself, and therefore it's not considered to be a basis l'davar aser. It's rather a basis l'davar aser and l'davar mutter, and therefore it is mutter b'til tol. Okay.